Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Alto sax work from Benny Carter on a very smooth interpretation of Moonglow from 1946. He was joined by the Benny Carter Quintet, including some lovely piano from Arnold Ross and some fine guitar from Alan Royce. Arnie Bernstein provided the bass work, and we heard Nick Fatool on the drums. And the song was written by Eddie DeLang, Will Hudson, and Irving Mills. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We're going to be featuring, as we frequently do on the show, some small group sessions featuring some very fine musicians, and we even have a couple of voices for you this morning. But the focus is mostly on the musicians, and we have, as I said, small groups from, well, the 1940s and the 1950s. Many of them done for the smaller jazz labels, but all of them had in common their fine talent and artistry. And that certainly applies to our next group, which is led by clarinetist and master of the soprano sax, Sidney Bechet, a legend in jazz and had a long career. He started out on the clarinet and spent more time with the soprano sax later on in his career. And we will hear him with that on this coming up. And we will also hear from him again a little later in the show. But the number we'll hear from him right now is from 1941, written by Sidney himself and W.C. Bonds and Dave Nelson. It's called Slipping and Sliding. Sidney Bechet on the soprano sax, fine trumpet from Henry Red Allen, J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, James Tolliver on piano, the bass from Wellman Broad, and J.C. Hurd on the drums. We'll follow that up with a number from 1954, and on this one you get two for the price of one. Two trumpeters will join us, Roy Eldridge and Dizzy Gillespie. One of the many recordings that Roy Eldridge made for the Verve label in the 1950s. Often he played on his own, but he did cut a number of tracks with Dizzy Gillespie, and I think you'll agree they do a fine job. Also doing a fine job in the studio that day was the Oscar Peterson Trio, along with Louis Belson on drums. The song is written by Vince Yeomans, and it's called Sometimes I'm Happy. And then we go back to 1944, to the Commodore label, and to a lovely pianist, Eddie Haywood. He had a lovely, gentle style, and often accompanied Billie Holiday. Right now he's playing with some of his friends in the music field, in particular, Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack Parker on drums. The song is written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and it's called Love Me or Leave Me. And we'll go now to Sidney Bechet and Friends and Slipping and Sliding.
Ha ha ha!
Listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we are listening to some small jazz groups from the 1940s and the 1950s. We just heard from Eddie Haywood and his orchestra from 1944 with the Walter Donaldson tune Love Me or Leave Me. Eddie, always a delight to listen to, and that was a nice trumpet from Doc Cheatham as well. Before that, we heard a trumpet duet from Roy Eldridge and Dizzy Gillespie, one of the many recordings Roy made for the Verve label. They brought us Sometimes I'm Happy from 1954 and a lovely accompaniment by the Oscar Peterson Trio. And we started out with the one and only Sidney Bechet along with Henry Red Allen on trumpet, Slipping and Sliding from 1941. Well, as I said, we are listening to small groups this morning, and most of our songs will be instrumentals, but we do have a couple of vocals, and one is coming up from one of the musicians himself, and that is the legendary Fats Waller. Well, he was a very, very fine pianist in the stride style, also a marvelous entertainer, and his vocals are always delightful. As delightful to listen to as his playing. We're going to hear him from 1940 with a number written by Everett Robbins and Porter Granger called "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." And joining amongst the folks joining Fats will be John Hamilton on trumpet and some nice clarinet and sax work from Gene Sedgwick. Then we'll go to 1944 and back to the Commodore label to a very fine pianist called Albert Ammons. He was mostly a boogie-woogie player, but this morning we will hear him playing blues from 1944. The group is called Albert Ammons Rhythm Kings. Albert on piano, Hot Lips Page on trumpet, John Bias on tenor sax. We'll hear again from Vic Dickinson on trombone, Israel Crosby on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. And they're going to be bringing us a number written by Albert himself called Blues in the Groove. And then we'll go to 1952 to a lovely smooth one, a number written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn called Daydream. And it's brought to us by Duke and his friends, Duke Ellington on piano, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Harry Carney on baritone, I think clarinet, could be sax, Jimmy Blanton on bass and Sonny Greer on drums, and featuring too, of course, the wonderful alto sax work of Johnny Hodges. Three more numbers and we'll go now to Fats Waller, "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do." ¶¶
take a notion to jump into the ocean. Tain't nobody's business if I do, 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 do. Rather than persecute me, choose that you would shoot me, 'cause tain't nobody's business if I do. You can talk, you can rave, they can say awful things about me. I don't care what you say, go on your way if you doubt me. 'Cause if I go to church on Sunday and tear it down on Monday, tain't nobody's business if I do. I mean it, I solid mean it.
You've just been listening to Johnny Hodges and Friends from 1952 with Daydream. Albert Ammons joined us, along with Hot Lips Page and Don Byas, on Blues in the Groove from 1944, written by Albert himself. And we started out with always a fun visitor, Fats Waller, "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," from 1940. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, this morning we are listening to some of the smaller jazz groups that were around in the 1950s and 1940s, and we've also got one coming up from the 1930s. There was so much talent around at that time, and these are recordings made by some of the immensely talented musicians that were around in what I call mix and match groups. Depending on who was in town on a particular recording date, they'd get together. So you see the same names appearing in different groups, and we've had some repeats this morning. We're going to hear again from Henry Red Allen in a moment. But first, we will hear another number from Sidney Bechet. We started out hearing him with, I think, one from, let me check, I think it was 1941. Yes, and we're moving forward 10 years now to the Blue Note label, for which label Sidney recorded many songs. This is 1951. The song is called There'll Be Some Changes Made. It's written by Billy Higgins and Benton Overstreet. And we will hear Sidney Bechet again on soprano sax, one of the DeParis brothers, this time Sidney DeParis on trumpet, Don Kirkpatrick on trombone, Joe Sullivan piano, Pops Foster on bass, and Slick Jones on drums. And then we'll go to 1937, to one of the groups led by Teddy Wilson, from the wonderful collection of recordings they made for the Brunswick label. Teddy arranged the sessions, arranged the music, and got the guys together. And we'll hear one of those just coming up from 1937, as I mentioned. And this is going to feature our other vocal of the day, and that will be from Billie Holiday, who worked a great deal with Teddy and friends at this time in the late 1930s. The song is Sentimental and Melancholy. Music by Richard Whiting and words by Johnny Mercer. Henry Red Allen is joining them on trumpet, Cecil Scott on clarinet, Prince Robinson, no relation, I think, tenor sax, Teddy on piano, Jimmy McGlynn on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And then we'll go to 1945 to a very fine trumpeter called Jonah Jones. Yes, a frequent visitor to the show. Wonderful style. And he always sounds like he's enjoying himself. Well, most of them do. I think they all do. But Jonah has a kind of exuberance about his style that is just quite infectious. Well, we will hear it on the Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Fields number, Exactly Like You. Jonah on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Joe Thomas on tenor sax, Buster Harding piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and we'll hear again from J.C. Hurd on drums. Three more songs, three more groups, and we'll hear now from Sidney Bechet's Hot Six, There'll Be Some Changes Made.
mood, a brief interlude that's better described as just feeling blue. I suppose that it's just my folly to keep it alive as I do. But it's a kind of sugar-coated misery, and foolish as it seems, I sort of like to be sentimental and melancholy whenever I think about you.
Very fine trumpet of Jonah Jones, and Exactly Like You from 1945. And he was joined by Hilton Jefferson, Joe Thomas, Buster Harding, Milt Hinton, and J.C. Hurd. Before that, we heard from Teddy Wilson, Sentimental and Melancholy, with a lovely vocal by Billie Holiday from 1937. And we started out with Sidney Bechet and his Hot Six, There'll Be Some Changes Made, from 1951.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. We are listening this morning to some smaller groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s. It's really a golden age in jazz. And, well, there's one before and one after. This one I'm particularly fond of. And a lot of these recordings were made, as I mentioned, for the smaller labels. And these guys were not household names. They weren't big guys in Hollywood or that kind of thing, but they were the cream of the crop. They really were. They played with each other, and they fit together so beautifully. And you'll hear the same names featured across the range of groups. So they seem to be having a wonderful time in the studio, and they communicate it to us, and we're able to listen to it over and over again. And I'm assuming we will for many years to come. Oh, we're going to go now to 1944 and to a drummer called Cozy Cole, one of the names to conjure with in jazz. He worked a lot with Teddy Wilson and many others, and particularly with Teddy when he was accompanying Billie Holiday. In fact, Cozy did a lot of accompaniment for Billie Holiday. And he is credited with many recordings in his own name as leader of a group, and we'll hear one of them just coming up. It's called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Harry Barris, Ted Kohler, and Billy Moll are the songwriting team. Cozy is on the drums, and this is 1944. So I think it may be one from the Commodore label. Emmett Berry on trumpet, Walter Thomas on alto sax, Bud Johnson on tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Max Shopnik on bass. And we'll then go to 1942 to another recording from the Commodore label. And this is from a very fun trumpeter. He started out in New Orleans, and he is forever associated with that city. He retained his roots right throughout his career. A very fine trumpeter and a lot of fun to listen to. And I'm talking now of Bunk Johnson. Not a household name, but a wonderful trumpeter. And we'll hear him with a number written by Artie Matthews called Weary Blues. And you'll hear how true Bunk was to his Dixieland and traditional roots. He's on trumpet. George Lewis is on clarinet. Albert Warner on trombone. Walter DeCoux on piano. Lawrence Marrero on banjo. Don't hear that often these days. Chester Zardes on bass and Edgar Moseley on drums. So two more songs and we will hear Cozy Cole and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Hank Johnson with Reary Blues from 1942. And before that, we heard Cozy Cole and Friends with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. This morning, we have been featuring small jazz groups from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Thanks so much for joining me today. And do please stay with us because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning. Another legend of jazz, and that's Lester Young, one of a very fine tenor sax player. He's joining us with a group called the Kansas City Six with Lester Young. And I'm afraid I only have 5 names in my playlist here, but so we've lost one along the way. Lester Young on tenor sax, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, John Simmons on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to bring us a number from 1944 called Three Little Words. Thank you.